Good morning. Yes, hello. December the 21st, 2016. It's, what time is it? I didn't look. It's like 7:40. It's not like 7:40, it's actually 7:40 a.m. I was out getting a picture of the solstice sunrise this morning. It wasn't a particularly inspiring photo, but I got it anyway. And my goal for the day is to start rebuilding the blocks, putting them back together again. Well, the reality of my life is that we go along great for a while, and then things don't work anymore. The kickoff, the big collapse of structure came when I got sick. I was really sick. I had some kind of gut bug. I couldn't keep anything down. Every couple hours I'd have to go throw up. And those of you who have had that happen understand that there's not a lot that has to come up. There's not a lot available there. But you do, nevertheless, have to go through the motions. Painfully go through the motions. So that lasted for, oh geez, I don't know. Seemed like forever. It was probably 36 hours. Day and a half, something like that. It took me another couple of days to get my strength up. The idea that I might go outside and walk for 2 miles was laughable. And then we had the cold. Some of you have had cold as well. This morning it's nearly 40, although the temperatures are supposed to drop through the day. Yesterday morning was 25, but this is where structures are important. By the time I got around to, oh, I should go for my walk, the day was already almost over. I was caught behind a whole bunch of other tasks, other obligations, and I didn't get out. So today, I got up with the express purpose of starting to put the blocks back together, starting to pile up the structure, rebuild it, tack it back together. And key to that is the walk and the talk. I don't have any excuse in terms of weather. It's kind of ugly. But it's nearly 40 degrees, and I'm bundled up like it's 12. I wish I had my fleece hood, because my ears are cold. But I took my gloves off to rig up the microphone, and then never put them back on again. It's just not that cold. The walking is a bit treacherous in places. The snowfall we've had over the last couple storms. There was a day when I went out and the only walk I was going to take that day was behind a shovel I took a picture of the walk that I had to clear. I have a lot of sidewalk to cover because I live on a corner lot, which means I have to uncover two streets worth of sidewalk or be fined by the city. And judging from the streets are in crap shape, but the sidewalks are generally not bad. I'm shuffling my way across one of said streets right now. There we go. Most people have their sidewalks cleared, and the sun shining over the last couple of days has heated the concrete underneath them, so that for the most part they're clear and dry. There's one section back along West 20th that is on the south side of the street, so it's in shade most of the day. That's not in great shape. My hips are sore from walking in what is about an inch of loose snow, just enough to keep my boots from getting a good grip. It's like walking on loose sand. Yeah, you do move forward, but after a while it hurts. So between the weather, between the sickness and the weather, and the total collapse of my structures, I haven't done what I needed to do. I haven't been able to I'm smelling spruce and pine. I'm walking through this gorgeous stand of spruce and pine. It's lovely. It's it's balm for my soul. Snort. So I've done the bare minimums. So I've managed to keep up with the three times a week reviews on Peer Reviewed. I'm going to run out of books here before too terribly long. I'm reading one now that it started out very, very slow, very... very predictable, very formulaic. And I stuck with it because I had the whole book. I don't know where I got it a long time ago. I was probably a freebie from BookBub or Bookerilla or one of those places. And I started it once and pulled it away, and then going back through the content list for my Kindle, I came looking for books I could review. I came across it. And I picked it up again and started reading. Really? You left your bag of dog poop in the middle on the sidewalk. Okay. I'm going to assume that was simply an oversight, that somebody walking along dropped a bag of poo without noticing. I will leave it in the hope that whoever did it will come back through the same path and recognize it and pick it up. There are days I think I should bring a trash bag with me. Just pick up all the loose litter. Monk post. So anyway, I started reading it. What is it called? Third Daughter or something. It's really quite good. It's really quite interesting. But back. Yeah, I did my article. I had to do a second article for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog. I repurposed one of my marketing posts from Google Plus. The editor of the newsletter is quite, what's the word? Specific, demanding. The article has to look exactly like she wants it to look. And if it doesn't look that way, then she will send it back to me and tell me I have to make it look the way she wants it to look. Her word count window is very, very specific. 550 to 600 words. And the last one I sent was 635, and she wanted more put in, but I needed to cut it back down so that it was under 600 words, but it had all this extra content. And when I read it, when I went back through and I rewrote it, put the extra content in it, it was nearly 1,000 words. So I went back through and started taking out the pieces that were not directly centrally core. And what I realized was that the extra content that she wanted me to put in was more than 600 words by itself. That I couldn't actually take it down to be short enough to fit on the block on her page that she has for it. And I'm really curious as to how this happens. And I think it's because she has a finite number, she has a specific layout in her PDF template. And if the content doesn't fit in that template, then it's a problem. Forget the fact that she's not printing this, it's not a paper cost. It's strictly PDF. It's not even a website, it's strictly PDF, which makes it very difficult to read on anything but a computer. I suppose a tablet would work, but I don't have a tablet. So I think what the issue is that she's got this sort of mindset of, this is the box. We aren't going to put more in the box than the box will hold, and we're not going to get a bigger box. So tighten up, Buttercup. This is one of the members who has volunteered for this. So I had to rewrite it. This one was 12 words short. And she had to add a couple of lines to my bio so that it would fit. Which makes me think she's using some sort of fixed format template. And a very rigid mindset. Which, as editor, is her prerogative. I have lots of things that I can put into her box. What is that sound? I heard it earlier as I was leaving the house, this chattery, chattery sound. I guess I'm going to find out. Tearing up this guy's concrete sidewalk and drive. What a mess. Oh my God. If you gotta do it, I guess the right way to do it is to hire a crew to come in and make it happen. They've got most of the driveway dug up already. They've got a heavy-duty jackhammer on the front of a bobcat. I'm sure the neighbors appreciate that at 7 o'clock in the morning. Unless it's on a weekday and not on a weekend. So one of the things that crossed my desk this morning was an article on Al Jazeera about happiness and how the pursuit of happiness is less about turning on the stream and keeping the stream of happiness flowing as it is about that's weird. It is a memorial. And more about the contrast between happiness and unhappiness. That happiness can't actually appear without unhappiness to break it up. There's sort of a yin and yang kind of idea here. That the darkness gives us appreciation for the light. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was well done. And there was a little graphic that goes, a little video that went along with it. It was really quite interesting. It was based on the work of Goethe, and made a great deal of sense. Ah, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.